sent us back to San Francisco, and we got there around the 7th of January, I think, something like that. Mm-hmm. And well, I paid off. On the 4th, I paid off on the 4th of January. It's 45, and went home, and then I shipped out on the East Coast because I lived in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And it was shorter trip to, and cheaper to go to New York than it was to go back to the San Francisco to ship out. So I got a job on the Mariposa troop ship, and it was in dry dock at the time. And one of the interesting things, you know, there's guys that had cameras on that first ship I was on. That, well, they got those little cameras. I could take one too. And I took one aboard the ship, and I decided, well, maybe this is being a troop ship, I better ahead and have this. I'll take it off. And I was walking off the ship, and had a little bitty case that had my name stenciled on the back, and some guy, hey, Elliot, somebody knows me. I hadn't seen anybody for 2 weeks that knew my name at all. So, oh, good, somebody knows me. And then, what you got in the bag here? A camera? A camera? Oh, no, let's see it. And, oh, man. he questioned me for an hour or so, and then he called the office, and they sent the customs office, and they sent two men down, and they interviewed me for questioning me, and my story didn't change.
Well, did they think you were a spy?
Yeah, they were really concerned that I was a spy. They confiscated the camera, took it to their office, developed the film, and interesting enough, the stuff that was on this film, I had my cousin and her cousin came to visit me. Anyway, she brought a friend with her, which was her cousin, and ended up now I'm on my way out to live with that her now. I hadn't seen her since January 1946.
Wow, so
67 years ago.
So
anyway, that film they developed and they gave it back to me, and the ship had moved from the dry dock. It was repaired because it got. That last trip it was on was pretty rough, and they had to replace some plates on the bottom of it. But